Has there ever been a place more full of endless possibilities, both good and bad, than a fictional boarding school? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews three novels that plumb the prep schools. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Just as I can never resist a good high school movie, I am a sucker for books set in boarding school. Assuming some of you share my weakness, today's show will give you three new options, two older books and one brand new this month, All Girls by Emily Layden. The Starboard Sea by Amber Dermont from 2012 adds a murder mystery to its story of troubled teenagers at a third-rate New England prep school. With its stunning oceanfront view, Bellingham is a favored educational choice for screw-ups from America's wealthiest families, and now is the only place that will take Jason Prosper after his dismissal from his previous school. Still mourning the suicide of his best friend and sailing partner, Jason dives into a friendship with his new classmate, Aiden, a girl who's almost as messed up as he is. When she goes missing after a hurricane, Jason desperately attempts to retrace her steps, leading to harsh revelations about himself and others. Set in 1987, with its now so long ago stock market crash, Dermont's debut is a fine example of the boarding school genre, adding a little boat porn to the basic mix. Old School, by the top-notch writer Tobias Wolff, takes us to a boys-only institution in a wholly different era, 1960 and 61. As in Sittenfeld's Prep, the main character is a scholarship student from a middle-class family. As in Dead Poets Society, the narrator and his friends are all aspiring writers. Each year, the school hosts a number of visiting authors, and the seniors compete for a private audience by composing a poem or story. After failing to win audiences with Robert Frost and Ayn Rand, who appear as characters in the book, the narrator is determined to be chosen by the last guest, legendary Ernest Hemingway. Coming from the author of the classic memoir This Boy's Life, Old School is sharp and funny, and since it was published in 2003, definitely in paperback. On to the newest book, All Girls, which revolves around a rape that happened at the school 20 years before the novel opens in 2015. Layden, who taught at private schools in her 20s, vividly conveys the physical and social architecture of her fictional campus, from fall fest to senior smoke. As it opens, freshman Lauren Triplett is on her way to school with her mom when she sees a series of signs on the side of the country road, an image of an iconic campus tower with the legend, "A rapist works here." Well, already there are two mysteries: who is the rapist and who put up the signs? Layden unfolds the story by moving to a different character in each chapter. Chapter 2 is Macy, a runner with an eating disorder. Chapter 3, the editor of the newspaper. Chapter 4, an unlucky freshman forced to wear a unicorn onesie for initiation. Not quite as juicy slash trashy as Starboard Sea or as literary as Old School, beneath its boarding school drama, All Girls has a serious point to make about how girls are treated in our world.
The books are The Starboard Sea by Amber Dermont, Old School by Tobias Wolff, and All Girls by Emily Layden. You can find our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. That's also where you can find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you'll always have something wonderful to read. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.